This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Pikes Peak region facing high fire danger today due to high winds and dry conditions. National Weather Service issuing a red flag warning that begins at noon and will expire at 8 o'clock Monday evening. That's on top of high wind warning that forecasts an afternoon of steady winds anywhere between 25 and 35 miles an hour. Gusts could reach up to 60 miles an hour. Weather Service saying any spark could quickly turn into a wildfire.
The El Paso County Commission is calling for Governor Jared Polis to roll back COVID-19 restrictions, saying at this point his health orders are, quote, an overreach of government authority. They want Governor Polis to immediately return pandemic decision-making to local governments. A proclamation passed last week also demands that schools and businesses fully reopen.
And to be fair to this, early on in the pandemic, it was difficult to know what kind of government response would be the best approach. But we understand the virus so much better now.
That's Commissioner Stan Vanderwerf, who acknowledges that the state has been loosening restrictions, but he and others worry that it's happening too slowly and could lead to the demise of more small businesses. In our latest COVID-19 case numbers, another triple-digit increase of cases in El Paso County. The state reporting 155 new patients with COVID-19, 40 new cases in Pueblo County, 2 in Teller County, and 4 in Fremont County. The statewide positivity rate is at 4.38%. To tamp down any potential spike in cases, health officials are urging caution, as KRDO's Mia Villanueva reports.
What can we do to slow the curve? Of course, we should continue mask wearing and social distancing, but a huge part of the puzzle is going to be vaccinations. Within the next 6 weeks, experts say a challenge they could be faced with is not a shortage of supply of vaccines, but getting the vaccine into the arms of those who are hesitant. Now, as it stands today, about 97,000 people in El Paso County are fully vaccinated. County health officials estimate the vaccine will be available to the general public by mid-April.
Once again, KRDO's Mia Villanueva with that report. A public funeral set to be held tomorrow morning in Lafayette for Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley, one of 10 people killed in last Monday's mass shooting at a Boulder's King Soopers. The 51-year-old leaves behind a wife and 7 children. That funeral will be live-streamed on KRDO.com. Talley's father, Shay, said his son was a man of faith and said one conversation they had recently really stands out.
One time he told me, I saw this vision one time, and I said, what do you mean? And he said, I was standing in line at the grocery store of all places. He said, I saw this vision, and it was, I believe it was God.
Meanwhile, officials say the suspect in last week's shooting has been relocated to another detention center due to a, quote, safety concerns and threats. Details now with Matt Mattinson.
21-year-old Ahmed Alisa may face additional attempted murder charges in the coming weeks. Boulder County's district attorney says they're still trying to figure out a motive for the crime. Alisa allegedly shot and killed 10 people at a King Super store in Boulder on Monday. I'm Matt Mattinson.
A Colorado Springs Walmart plans to reopen this morning after a bomb threat forced customers and employees out of the store. The bomb threat was received just after 5 p.m. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the store on Platt and Shelton. Members of the store's security team directed all cars out of the store's parking lot and didn't allow anyone else to enter. Police did not report finding any explosive devices at the store as of last night.
A downtown Colorado Springs restaurant owner disappointed after the theft of heaters and propane tanks.
It's tough because, like, you know, people helped us out to actually source those. We were fortunate to receive some grants to be able to put heat on the patio. But I really hope it helps those individuals stay warm.
Brother Luck says that someone used bolt cutters to break into Lucky Dumplings patio on Friday to make off with those items. Anyone with information urged to contact the CSPD.
Pueblo police say a suspect's in custody after a deadly shooting on East 11th Street. Officers found the victim wounded early yesterday afternoon following a call to 911. The unidentified man died from his injuries. Francisco Clara Mendoza was arrested following a pursuit by officers and was charged with first-degree murder. The police department says other charges in the case are pending.
Colorado Springs police seeking two suspects in a robbery on West Fillmore. The department says two men took money from a victim at gunpoint early yesterday. Suspects described as two Hispanic males, last seen wearing black hoodies, blue jeans, and white shoes. Anyone with information in that they believe could help this investigation urged to contact CSPD at 444-7000.
Very warm and windy for your Monday afternoon. Look for highs in the low 70s around the Colorado Springs, upper 70s and low 80s out across the plains. Winds are going to be strong, though, out of the west at 25 to 35, gusting at times to 60 miles an hour. And that means high wind warnings along the I-25 corridor and red flag fire warnings up through 8 p.m. tonight. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.